Restoring My Soul, Monday the 4th of September. A New Marriage Covenant. The Church is the Bride of Christ, the Heavenly Jerusalem. In chapter 7 of his letter to the Romans, Paul explained that to become part of the Bride of Christ, we must be baptized into the death of Christ. Through fellowship in Christ's death, we die to the law and are delivered from our obligation to this covenant. Consequently, we are able to be married to Christ. This, for us, is a new covenant. In this chapter, Paul was highlighting that the new covenant, by which we are married to Christ, defines a new way of relating to Christ and God. The law, now, is no longer a carnal commandment to us. It was a fruitless covenant because it had no power to achieve righteousness. We now serve the law in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We no longer depend on the strength of our own motivation to fulfill the will of God. The Apostle Paul emphasized the necessity for deliverance from the law covenant to one's citizenship and ministry as part of the bride city, writing, "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God." The fellowship of first love within a family and from house to house is the expression of the Bride of Christ, the New Jerusalem, on earth. A covenant family is the place where children are born and receive the divine nature as sons and daughters of God. Believing families belong to the heavenly Jerusalem, giving nurture, discipline, and instruction to these children who now belong to God and to Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 27, Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, Romans chapter 7 verse 4, Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 4, Hebrews chapter 7 verses 15 to 16, and Romans chapter 7 verse 6. For further study, Romans chapter 7.